Before we start, it's okay. Crossing this morning is here. If people still want to cross them, talk to either to that individual boy. And after that, we can get some more.
Al kol shehu min echad. Af pish bara chatzich daras tatanis la mikve bara. If let's say a pichas daras pichas tatanis, it's not called bara. I feel how you. Okay. So we'll talk about this shtick with Ramon. If you have big pieces and small pieces, they're all the same thing. Normally, there's no way to fire. However, let's say it's tashmishim shaynim. Let's say, for instance, different sizes. You have different. Let's say not eichel. We talk about eichel. It's easier not eichel. Let's say you have safety pins. You have small safety pins and big safety pins. Or let's say you have different colored dots. They're all the same. Different, not color socks. This is what we mentioned last week, is a shadow from Burr. But let's say you have different size socks for an adult and for a child. That's the two meaning. Even though Chatzis Tan Goyos, the Amor says there's no shadow from Burr, but that's a Shmishi Shainam, an adult uses this size, and even though it's the same color, and a child uses this size, that's the like two meaning. But let's say you have clothing, different size clothing, the same color clothing. But you have, a size 8 and a size 10, or something like that, in different sizes. And different people wear it. That is like two different meanings. So that is, says, the Ramah says, that if you find, let's say, for instance, you have a chicken. Or you have a chicken of meat. You have a small piece of meat on a plate, and a big piece of meat on a plate. So you want to be better to take the small piece from the big piece, or vice versa. Then there's no is the bird extra than minecha. Well, the tashmishim shainim, then it has a halacha different completely. The same thing also, let's say you have different parts of a chicken. You have the top and bottom. Sometimes eat the top of a chicken, sometimes eat the bottom of a chicken. Depends, some people like it. Oh, today I want this way, but usually I eat both sides. I eat both parts of them. Then the sense of price game is that it's still all minechad. If today I want to be better, so you have to feel it. So if you're being better, then it's not shayach from better. If I don't do the halacha, then there's no problem. However, if you don't like one part, you only eat only the bottom. You like the dark meat, the bottom part of chicken. Top piece of chicken, you'll never eat it. Even if they serve it at a chasson, you'll never touch it. You don't eat it. In fact, whenever you buy chicken in the store, you always buy bottoms, you never buy tops, because you don't eat it. So then the dinner, the price can speak out, it has a din like two minim. Then I did like two minim, that's what Shlomo Zalman writes, I did like two minim, and it's, and certainly, that's only chicken. Let's say you have liver and chicken, that certainly is two minim. Even though it comes from the same as the chicken and so on, but the top and bottom, that's still like, that's, if you don't make a difference to you, so that's like one min. But if it makes a difference to you, you'll never eat the top of chicken, that's two minim. But according to everybody, the liver, even though it comes from the same chicken, that's still like two different meanings. You have to be careful about fire. And certainly, let's say you have cooked chicken or fried chicken. Even though by you doesn't make a difference, we consider that you have fish. You have fried fish and you have cooked fish. Or you have white fish and you have carp. That, even though it's the same species fish and so on, that's the two meaning. Unless, that's according to extensive person, that's still the two meaning. Because the way you make it and the way you cook and so on is completely different. So a male has a halacha of two minim. It's two minim. Two minim. Because sometimes you save it for certain thing, use a big pincer here. Depends on what you want to do.
The dark meat light meat. If I always eat dark meat, if it's available. But if there's only light meat available, eat the white meat.
So then it's done, it's not part. Then
it's not part of
the shadow part.
Also, it's not. I mean, it's dancing a platter.
What?
Well, also, it's not a problem.
That's the same. I'm just saying, you have to give the idea of bird. You have to be careful. It has to be lauter, because if not, you run into a problem.
Okay. But here, even not lauter is no problem, right?
Huh? Even, if it's one minute, even not lauter, it's okay, right?
No problem. I can even push away the one I don't want, right?
Huh?
I can push away the one I don't want.
No. If it's minute, yeah, right. Let's say it's the same minute. So you want to push away, let's say it's on a plate. We'll soon get to that. What could you do on a plate? Alright, let's talk now about silverware. After a meal, normally after a meal, person finishes the meal, he puts his knife and fork on top of the plate, and then either you clean up, your wife cleans up, whoever, when the kids clean up and so on. So to take the silverware off the plate after the meal, and then the plate, let's say there's silverware, let's say you have silverware in the plate, that is not considered a taruvus, because silver is one thing, and the silver on the plate is something else. It's not considered a taruvus. There's no isabara. But let's say, for instance, which is sometimes the gas. Sometimes you clean off on a plate you have silver, let's say you have bones or whatever you don't like, and you go to the garbage and you take the knife and fork that's on a plate, and you push everything into the garbage, and by mistake, a knife and fork falls into the garbage. It happens. Now the shaila is to take the knife and fork out of the garbage. Now it's taruvus to all the stuff, and you want the knife and fork. You want to, so you don't want your wife to, you want to throw out the silverware. So you want to take out the silverware and take it out. Is there a shaila from Bayer? One second. Huh? But you need the altar. That's the problem. So if I take the silverware out, I'm not going to use the silverware. I'm going to leave it and wash it after Shabbos. So it should be also to take out the silverware that's thrown in the garbage and wait till after Shabbos, because you're taking it. It's like Eichel from Seilus, like Moshe mentioned. Eichel from Seilus, you know, but you need the altar. Remember, we have three conditions. In this one, three conditions. You have Issa Deraisa. So the consent of the Paiskim is that there's Issa, you're not altar. So however, there's an Issa. There's a partial Issa. You take out the silverware you want, let's say a fork or a spoon. You take it out, let's say a spoon. You take it out, you plan to make after meal a glass of tea later. So you tell you use it. You know what you're doing, the Eichen, even though it's aroma. But the Maisa, as long as you find a tashkish to use it right away, or use it to clean, or use this fork, you take this knife out that came out of the garbage, you take clean up other place. You know, it's just like it's still other place, you have to clean up into the garbage. So you take that clean up other place. You have to be careful. So people don't even think about it. Sometimes if silver falls into garbage, you don't realize that you're running to it's a fire deraisa. And it could be if a piece of silver falls in there, you have to be careful. If it does fall into the garbage, you have to be careful. It should not be over. And it's a deraisa of fire. Huh? Right. Yes, I know. I'm talking. It's mixed together with the rest of the garbage in there. Right. There's a whole shine on Paiskim. Let's say you have a box of matzahs. In the matzah you have shleimers and shvuras. Normally, you have buy a box of matzahs. Sometimes you have some are whole, some aren't whole. Is that considered two minim or not? What's the shaila? The shaila is because why? Because usually I use two matzahs. I want to use for shleimers. I use for lecha mishnah. So that's a shivus of me'atzmai. So the machlokes of Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv holds the dina, he paskins. They print at least from his name. He paskins that matzahs has a halacha like one min minachas. I you want to use a lecha mishnah, so that's a, you buy a box of matzahs not only for lecha mishnah. You use matzahs during the week, but sometimes you use it during the meal, so not just for lecha mishnah. So it's still like all minachas. So it's no shav and bur. So let's say a housewife, she wants to take out matzahs. She wants to set up the table lecha mishnah Shabbos morning. So she wants to take out two matzahs from the box. So he goes to the box to take out two matzahs. So put it down on the, you know, to prepare it. So when it comes up, you can make like a mishnah. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, there's no problem. Why? Because all minachas, so mine is no yoyimis, there's no shav and bara. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds that like a mishnah has a chshivus if me'asmai, and people thought, well, you buy a box of matzahs, a lot of times you use it for like a mishnah, as a lacha, like shnei minim. So since I love shnei minim, then you gotta be careful. When you set the table on Shabbos morning, that's Imam Shlomo Chasuda. According to him, it's a shaila. You need the altar. That's because of prayer. It has to be the altar.
What do we do?
Huh?
What?
So
what do we do?
The dina.
Why is the whole matzah?
So I'm telling you, so that's why I'm bringing down the case of Matzah. Because right, because it's called as a chshivus, a special chshivus. Ladina, you can most poiskim on mekom, like a Rashi. The both held the dina, you can be mekom. The eskim in shaila ma'isa, the dina you can be mekom.
Could be mekom. You shouldn't do it.
No, if you can do it right before the million years of all days, why not? But who wants to do it? She's, you know, she's a balbuster. She wants to go shul. She doesn't want to. She wants to have everything prepared in the Bible, so she's not able to have everything prepared, then she can stand behind the sheets of this hamakila.
Is there any difference between if the boxes are laying flat or they're standing up in the box?
What?
If they're standing up in the box, then I don't want to have to move, I can just pick it out. But if it's on a, if it's horizontal, then I do have to go searching through it. So I'm asking, is there a difference between a box where they're holding, where they're vertical, and a box where they're
flat, like, or it's standing up?
Because right. When it's standing up, I don't really have to be more.
If you don't know, so you don't know, then it's okay. That's okay. But you know, if you know you have shlemis, you see on top that this is broken, and then you separate, you know, take it. But right. If you take it out, and also you see on the bottom, it's that you did it shlemi kavona. There's not a problem then.
Right. 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 No, imagine with the vertical. Can do I have a problem with border at all?
Yes, you have a problem. Yes.
Can you still cause errors, even though I can just pick it out without the sanding?
Yes.
Okay.
We soon talk about cards in a box. We soon talk about. Okay. A water strainer. In a faucet that has, most faucet people today have water strainers. What is the purpose of water strainers? In case the psalmist, so once in a year, it might come a pebble or something might, some dirt might come up, so you have it to strain out the in case the soil should come out from there. So Shabbos, can I use it on Shabbos? Six senses of all paiskim, it is mutter lachatchila to use a water strainer. However, there's a important bi'alacha. Bi'alacha is in Shin Yutes, I think Sifyud. Bi'alacha says, important yisayit, which is negay omuk, so I mentioned it last week a little bit, but now we'll go more into it. Sifyud. So it says, Mishu isnis, v'yepshil mishli hachi, hech yeshvek samim. Let's say, for instance, you have orange juice. And sometimes you buy orange juice, it has sometimes pulp in it. Now, some people don't mind. Most people don't mind. A little bit of pulp is certain. Some people buy special with a lot of pulp in it. You can buy a container of orange juice with, you know, with pulp. It says on it with pulp. So it has a lot of pulp. But sometimes you buy orange juice and you buy it for yourself. It has some pulp inside. But there are some people that don't want pulp. They won't drink it if there's even a one piece there. By them, they're an isthmus. So, even though most people are not matched, but I mean about the dietary. But they also have a fire. The Gabi him it's the Pima Gada. The Gabi him is fire. Even though the Gabi Kuli Alma is no problem, but for him, he's an isthmus, the type of person who's an isthmus, and he won't touch it if it has his pulp in there, then by him to separate the pulp on Shabbos, will be instant fire. Take a little bit of liquid with it. So, like I mentioned, let's say a fly falls into soup. You take some of the liquid along with it. So, you also, if you take this, so this person was an instance, he has to take a little of the liquid with it. So, the matter shouldn't be silas from Michael. Okay, so now let's get back to the water strainer. But let's say that some people, if you don't have on top, you don't have the strainer on top, they're not going to drink it. They won't drink the water at all. They won't drink the water at all without the strainer on the thing. For the Maisa, it's not a completely diamond, it could be it's not completely diamond to the Ramor. Because Ramor's talking, you see the pulp and so on. Here, it's more psychological, if you ask me, it's more psychologically, because usually, he's an isthmus, right? He's afraid that something might have came through there, and the strainer, there's no strainer, didn't catch it. So the Maisa, but you see it's all clear, water is clear. So, there's a shayla in Achreinim, do you say this, B'alacha, this B'gadim, you say it's a gay, a water strain or not? Is this person is or not? Is the machlek is in the paiskim?
This also applies to those,
One second, because what's the reason here? Let me just finish. Okay. Because it's not near the nine. The case of the B'alacha is talking, you have pulp, or kismin, whatever it is, so it's near the nine, but you're an infinite. Here it's not near an iron. It's just, you know, shash rocha, there might be something. I'm sure when you clean out the Pesach, you probably don't find it there all year, you probably don't open all year. You find, but it's not from, it's accumulated from the whole year. So how much could it be every day? It's not near an iron, so it's a machlokes hafayskim. Some Paiskim hold Rabbi Yashu says you should be Machmer. This type of person should be Machmer. However, the other Paiskim that disagree with Rabbi Yashu and they hold, there has to be something, at least, has to be something near an ayin. Somewhere not near a lion, you can make it. If you want to be Mako, you can send him a sheet of Mekilim.
Why is the
Dutch in this guy? Even business. Now, let me just one more thing I think question. Now, there's some people, I know everyone does it here, but New York, people do it. They're very machmer, super machmer when it comes to Pesach. So what they do, even if they have a strainer, and a kasher strainer, they put on it as shmata, something on it, tied onto the faucet, tied onto the faucet to make sure, like an extra protection, that no chomer should come to. How chomer will get there, I don't know. But this is the chomer that I heard. So for them, I think even we have to because it's a shash rochek that you find chomer coming through.
I'm talking about oil. You make it only. I take
it. What?
The water comes out of the strainer. The water comes out of the strainer. The soap space up and the water comes down. And you turn on the faucet. If you're using it, that's all the alcohol.
If you're using it, alcohol. Would you say the shiloh bird? The shiloh bird. That's all. You have to be careful. That's all. Then you go to the closet. First way.
If you want to, if you're drinking the juice.
No,
it's a clean yukubakak. It has to be beyond. It has to be beyond also, right?
It has to be beyond. It could be some kaylee.
It's not beyond, it's really.
Kaylee. Kaylee separated.
So then
there's
nothing. If it's kaylee, then
there's
nothing to whatever you said.
Why?
Because.
There's no burr. We hold there's no burr. In our listeners, there's no burr. It's like washing your boots for hygienic reasons. You don't care. It doesn't bother you.
You're
still going to
be straining
it. You have to strain on the sink. You have to get for extra precaution. That's all you have.
What about orange juice with coke?
Yeah.
The minute you use a strainer, you're showing you care.
That's barbicane. That's barbicane. That's barbicane. Then it's not possible. According to everybody, if you're an Istinist.
If you're straining it, you're an Istinist.
No, you're doing it there for extra precautions. That's what I'm telling you.
On juice.
On
orange
juice. On orange juice.
I'm not talking about water.
Yeah.
On orange juice. The minute you use a straining, you're an Istinist, unless you're doing it to a bathing bottle and the cold gets stuck in the middle. Yeah. But otherwise, anybody straining it, it's an Istinist. So that's your automatic.
Okay. If someone uses a strainer, then, but let's say he just takes it out with a spoon, then he should take a little liquid with it.
You're right.
Yeah, okay.
But that's because he's taking
right. That's his business. That's because this. Let's say he's not interested. He just doesn't want to poke today.
Still, soda's
no. If by him he doesn't care, today he doesn't want to have the poke. But normally drinks the poke. So by him he can just take the poke itself out and that's it.
But any time you don't want to eat something, that loch is has a bit of soda's. And hold it to the fire, eat something.
You want, you just, today you don't want. Usually you eat it. You don't care. But right now you just want it. You don't want it today, but you can eat it. That's not called silence. Okay?
What about water pitcher?
Huh?
Water pitcher.
Okay, that's the next thing. Okay, we're getting it step by step. So now we're talking about strainer on a sink.
One question on the strainer.
Alright, now let's talk about you have a pitcher.
No, please. Why is the
water strainer? What?
Why is the water strainer?
What do you put it there for?
I just put it there. The faucet covers it.
If it's take off, you buy it at a price. You put no one on, your wife will show me. Okay.
Did it help us out of secretion?
Alright.
Did it help us out of secretion?
Huh?
Set up secretion if there's going to be something. Does that help?
What?
Okay. Is that relevant to borrowing?
Huh?
Is the fact that it's not a secretion relevant to borrowing?
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't make you feel bad. What's that? Okay. Alright, another type of strainer. Let's say, for instance, you have in the sink, in the drain, you have a sink, you have a strainer. You have a, every sink has a strainer. So, chayra, why isn't there issa of fire? Let's say you pour out cholent, you pour it down the drain, or you pour something that has, so what you do, the big pieces catches in the strainer, and the liquid goes down. The chayra, how are you allowed to use a strainer? You're being burned on Shabbos. This is the Isa. 1 second. The chayra should be Isa. This question, Pimu Gadim is. I guess he has strainer time. So Pimu Gadim says the Kiddush like this, which I didn't see anyone disagrees with. He says that there's no Isa. This is a burra because you're taking tzayrus from tzayrus. You're not taking for Eichel. You're not going to eat the stuff that's down. It's Tzeles from Tzeles. So why do you do it? Because you don't want to clog the drain. You don't want to clog the drain. That's why you have the big pieces there. If it'd be up to you, if the drain would be big enough, you wouldn't have this drain. You'd let everything go down. Because you don't want to clog up the drain. So Mela, so Tzeles, then the cloud, there's no Issa of fire. That's people going to Pesach, and I didn't see anyone disagrees with that. Now let's talk about another case now.
Why is it?
I don't. Why is it a fire?
Because
that'd be the drain. Huh? Because that'd be the drain. So the Kiddush is, you could throw it out anyway.
No. Because that'd be the drain.
I hear what you're saying. Half a PK. Soup, sauce, and silence. Okay. Alright. Now, just let me just finish one more thing, then I'll take questions, okay? Let's say a pitcher. You have a pitcher that holds back ice or other things. You have a pitcher because you want it to stay inside a pitcher. So you have on top like a strain or a spout that holds in the ice cubes or whatever. So you don't want it to come out. So when you pour yourself a drink, the chayyeh should be lauta. If you don't get it lauta, it should be lauta. So the Chazon Ish and the Vayser, it's a shayla haylim trapped in the Mechava. But the way the Chazon Ish learns in the Mechava is mutter to do it lechatchila, and you don't need the lauta. Why? Because even though the chayyeh is holding back the silas, so if it's eichel, you take the eichel. If you don't want the ice to come out, then that's like silas. So you're holding back, so you don't want it to come out, so you're taking oichel from Silas. So Zakta Chazon Ish, he says that when you pour yourself a drink, as long as there's still liquid left together in the pitcher, it's still like, you didn't separate anything. You're taking oichel from oichel, which has to get up Silas. So as long as there's still some liquid, some water, some liquid left inside the pitcher, then it's mutter, even not plata, it's not called bayer. The only shine will be, when you drink the last drop, when you finish the last cup, and there's no more liquid left, only ice cubes left, or whatever you have inside left, then you need the altar. Because then it's like taking eichel from Silas, but beforehand, it's like taking eichel from eichel, it's okay. The same halacha would be, mashallah, this Kanta Chazon Ish said, the same halacha would be, let's say, salt shaker. You salt shaker, some people keep inside rice, inside to keep the moisture. So what some people do is have rice inside the salt, so it shouldn't get clumpy. That mean, in climates where it's very humid. So shayla is when I salt the salt shaker. So shayla is, do I need the halacha or not? So if I still have salt in the salt shaker, so the same is right. So I still have salt in the salt shaker, so now I'm taking halacha from Michael. Even though the thing is holding back the rice and so on, that's still like halacha from Michael, then it's okay. However, if I just do the last, I'm finishing off, there's just a few grains left of salt and I'm shaking out, then you take an oil from Silas, then it has to be louder.
Changing
would
be an instrument
to pulse.
You're leaving juice
in the thing. Right, okay, it'll be the same thing.
Right.
Let's say, you
got
a question?
Oh,
yeah.
It sounds like it's a machshin tzrif l'ruf. You said I really don't care if it's there.
The whole bar is machshin tzrif l'ruf. The bialach is a kashal. So why is the nisim guy tzrif l'ruf? For the whole thing is machshin tzrif l'ruf. I guess you're doing a tikkun. That's the story. We didn't go on there. Yeah, but only if you don't like the pulp, so only the last cup will be a problem. All right. Let's say you have the challenge.
Both are new.
Built the pitcher, same thing. Someone just asked me that. Built on pitcher, same thing. The only shadow will be the last cup. As long as you
put it in on the top and it through a filter.
I don't know if
that is. The water, to clean the water.
Purify the water.
Brita.
Filters, depend. If you're an istinist, I don't know if you're an istinist in such a case. People have filtered water because they want to have it clear, but I don't know if they're this time. If they're in a rush, huh? Or in a rush, they'll drink from the sink also. If they're real thirst, they'll drink from the sink. So there's no problem.
But if he wouldn't,
then it's just that. That's the same thing. It's over Shani and I. It's all the same.
So they can refill
the filter. Let me go back to it. What?
Yes.
Right. As long as it does nothing electrically. Right. Let's say you have a challenge. You have a pot of challenge, and it's half pot is half full, and you want to take a second portion, you want a potato. The potato is that you don't see a potato on the top, so you take a potato from the bottom. The shayla is, when I take it from the bottom, so what I do is I push away all the other stuff to get to the bottom. Is that an issur b'ra or not? The consensus of all poskim is there's no issur b'ra. Why? What's the b'ra when I separate it? Here, when I take out the potato, as soon as everything falls back into place. When it falls back into place, then there's no shayla from b'ra. If I would stay for the way it would stay apart, but let's say, for instance, it all falls back into place, then there's no issur b'ra. However, in a plate, let's say I have a chon plate. I take a portion of chon with a spoon and ladle, and I put it into my plate, and I have the onions. I don't like onions. So I take onions and I push it to the corner, or say I don't like the beans. I take the beans and push it away to the other side of the plate, or back into the pot because I don't want it. Then you have issur b'ra d'oraisa because you're taking bad from good. What you could do is, let's say you don't like the onions, so what you do is, you push the stuff you like towards you, and you leave that understanding. So you take an oichav tzayas, and so after, then it's okay, because it's tarubis. The chomps, it's still like a tarubis, that's attached chomps, mixed together. So it's a student tarubis, so you have to be careful. If you have something you don't like in the plate, and it's a tarubis, then you should have to be careful about issa, the raisa of b'ra. Let's say you have a bunch of keys. Not the same type of case. Let's say I need a key for a certain closet. You know, it's in this bag, it's a bunch of keys. One of them, you have 50 keys, and one of the keys is for the closet you need. So the shayla is, so I'm allowed to push aside, you know, to get to the key you want, you know, that you want. But you have to be careful. Like this is not a 100% good case, because keys, some keys are klisha matalissa. A car key is matalissa. Well, the keys are matalissa. So you have to be careful. You have to do it in a way that is first a tzarech atzmai. Tzarech mekayim, I know that's called tzarech mekayim. You have to be careful with keys. But anyway, let's say you have regular keys that are not locked away, sir. Regular keys to the closets and to the rooms and so on, you have it a bunch together. So you have to be careful the key. If this is not the key, I take it out and put it down. You know, I eliminate things. I take out this key. If I pick up one key and I think this is the wrong key, then I can put it down. But let's say if I see keys I don't want, just it's in the way, so I take the keys I don't want and put it aside, and take it out of the bag, whatever it is, so I'm taking service from Eichel, that'll also be Issa of Fire. Alright, let's talk a little about, we have a Gabba here, so we'll talk a little about index cards. Let's say Gabba, Elias, you want a Mechalik Elias, so you want to, people give donations, so you want to, you have a bunch of all the names of all the people in the show. You want to mark it. So Shailas, you have to get his name. So Shailas, can I move back? Is it still like service from Eichel? Is it Shailas from Bayer or not? So in the card in the box, to move it in the box, to find the card you want, according to all Paiskim, there's no problem. It's okay. That is Mutter. To take out a card, let's say you want to take out a card because you want to call for a leader, whatever it is. You want to take it out. It's mixed. We hold stuff in the index box, a bunch of index cards, the spirit of tarubis. So if I want to take out a card, let's say I want to take out a certain card, then you have to only get take out only if you use it for the altar because you're taking for it because you only want this card. So all the rest of the cards are all sort of pseudos compared to this card. So to take out this card, then it has to be for the altar. So what's the altar? You do it. Right, we could say Gabi comes to shul before davening. It's have to be right before davening. Or it could be before Kriyas Torah, right before davening. Let's say davening is 8:30, and he wants to be ready to do this. He comes 7:30. He has other to take out the cards and so on. It'll be shayla for the altar. The Torah has to be right before davening. One second. Another case. One second. All right. Let's say, to return, why is Yom Tov a different minim? Okay. Each card has something else written on it. That's why what you want is this eichel. If you don't want it, tzeilus. We mentioned that the butter is not only by food, by everything. Okay. So let's say, for instance, I want to turn the cart back. If I want to turn the cart back into the box, if I have just one cart, and I want to shuffle back and forth to put the right cart in place, then it's no problem. But let's have a bunch of carts here, a bunch of tourists that want to put many back, then the price can speak out, that's awesome. Because what are you doing? What you're doing is, you're moving back and forth, and you're separating the cards. This card goes here, this card goes there, this card goes there. So you're separating between the cards. That is considered a meiser of fire. That's what the price can speak out. Even though the chayra, you can tie them in straw, if I take each card separately, it depends how, it could be, they don't speak it out, but it could be depends how you do it. If I have a bunch of cards in my hand, I take this goes here, this goes there, this goes there, that'll be fire. Let's have all the cards on the table. I pick up one card, and I see where it goes. It's not a taruvus right now. You know, I don't look at the card, I just pick up the random one card, and then I want to put it in the box. That would probably be, they don't say it's wrong, but Mustava, they would agree to such a thing. That if I pick up, if I have a bunch of cards in my hand, I want to put back in this box. So I look, this is Yanko, put Yanko by Yanko. This is barrel, I put barrel there. You know, I start separating the cards and put it in its proper place, then I'll be better. If I just pick up at random one card, and then I put it down, so there's no, once I have it in my hand, there's no taruvus anymore. And I'm not, and I pick at random, then the chayra, it should be okay.
And then you take out?
Wow. Take out, wow, that's awesome. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. La'alta is also considered for also that suda. La'alta doesn't mean right now. I don't know if I mentioned this. Let's say, for instance, you have a meal, you have a long meal, 12 o'clock, you have lunch, you have a, let's say you have a Sheva Brachas, you have a meal, and you wanna, and it's gonna take 3 o'clock, it's gonna be from 12 to 3. I wanna do something to tzarech that meal. But I wanna make a dessert, but I wanna make dessert already before the meal, so I shouldn't be spending time in the kitchen, I wanna enjoy with the rest of the family, so I wanna have everyone a meal. That is called alta. Anything with tzarech, ice, and suda, even though the meal could take 3 hours. If that's for that suga, that is called alta. Let's say you want to make egg salad. You know you're not going to eat it only in an hour and a half from now, but it's right before the meal. So you want to peel the eggs, you want to do other things, which part is the alta? As long as the tzarech ice is suga, that is okay. And even the place to speak out, even, let's say for instance, you're not sure they're coming home. Sometimes it can be, depends it's about tefillah. Certain shuls, you know, you could finish Pentas 11, it pencil down. Sometimes my wife comes home, it must have been a fast davening, I'm ready to go for 11. Go to another place, you go, you come home 11:20, your wife asks you, what took so long? They said, out of chazan, and so on. But she prepares already for, normally she takes time. As long as she discovered that this is for the suda, you know, you come out half hour later, she did it for kavana. That's called the alta for her. As long as she assumes that he might be at this time, that is called alta. Now, there's another alta. This is, first to speak out, I think it's a very glatt psak, even though it's not explained clearly in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say, for instance, a housewife. Let's say they come home from shul 11 o'clock. Come 11 o'clock. So normally, they do make the egg salad, do all the preparations, which is negated butter and so on. So it takes her 15 minutes. So you start at 10:45. So let's say, Marshall, let's say, to do it 10 o'clock in the morning, go to shul and meet the husband and go to the promos of the shul, that you're not allowed to do it. That's not called out, but that's also. But let's say, do you have to be mamish this 15 minutes before? Do you have to have mamish exactly? Let's say it takes you 10 minutes. Do you have to be? So the place to speak out, it depends on some chashuv thing. Let's say go to shul, that's something that's a dollar shesh for chashuv is. But let's say, she wants to also, before the meal, she wants to change the diaper to the child, she wants to take care of a few other small minor things. You don't have to do it the last minute right before the meal, as long as it's not a kula chashuva, just some minute things, the details to take care of before the meal, that could be even, you could make the egg salad and do these minor details before the meal. If it's only minor details, then it's okay. Like address the child. Just like to dress the child. Just address it. Takes a few minutes. That's not it. The chashuv, then it'd be okay.
What if she wants to dunk? She wants to sit down and relax for 15 minutes before the meal. Is that a double chashuva?
No, that's double chashuva. That's
I'm sorry, that's double chashuva?
Yeah.
So she can't do her preparations before she sits down to relax?
Right.
Really? I'm not going to tell my wife.
Right. Let's say Svarim. We mentioned it's a bit of Shaila from Barim Svarim. So let's say, so we mentioned, if you can see the name on it, there's no Shaila. Let's say you don't see the name. You know this is the way the size is, probably a Chumash and so on. So you want to cook the shul before davening. So you take out a Chumash, you want to have it for a lady. So it's right before davening, it's for the house, if it's a Shaila from Barim by Svarim, that's right before davening or middle davening. But let's say you come, you want to learn. You come learn an hour before davening. So davening is 8:30, you want to be at 7:30. But you already wanted to have to walk back and forth a few times. So you take already a chumash ready, a siddur ready, and you put it by the seat where you're going to learn. So if it's a shiloh, if you run into shiloh burrow, it says, let's say not, you can't see the name outside, but who is not a swarm, then we mentioned, is this a burrow then? We mentioned last week. So then you have to be careful that the chumash is the chumash, and the siddur should be taken right before you daven. You shouldn't take it out before him, because you run into shiloh burrow.
What exactly is the problem with this? If you can't see what it is, you've
got to
pick it out in order to see what it is, right? That's what you're saying?
Let's say you
check
out.
There's too much schmoes, and you can't see, there's no name on it.
Right.
And you, so when you pick it up, you take a look, but that's not
worry, if it's
not
schmoes,
you put it
back. No. That, you're right. But let's say I know this is the schmoes on it, but I know if this chumish is a schmoes, but you don't see, so that's burr already. Let's say I know this chumish is schmoes. I see I have, there's a little shino on it, the cover, I can tell from the cover already, this is schmoes already. So then, but there's other ones, but there's no name on it.
Taruvus,
right. So get a taruvus, or taruvus.
If the name is on it, it's not considered
taruvus. Not
clearly.
Right.
So you know which one it is.
Right, then it's that is taruvus. That's the taruvus, correct.
The same thing.
Let me just, another important shayla. Let's say, Prince, what? We spoke about that. To take a bunch of sperm back and put each one. But depends. It has a name on it. If there's a name on it, came from Taruvus, that would be Shiloh. Okay. Right. Not to worry. Most people don't put sperm. I didn't. What? If you do it away, a barrier, then you got a problem. Yeah, if you take it.
That's
where you. Is that louder? It's a shayla from
Burr. Also,
yeah, we mentioned silver. If I have a bunch of silver mixed in my hand, I put it back in each one's compartment. We said last week it's a shayla from Burr.
Not even in each one's compartment. If you take
a bunch of silver and just throw it to the drawer, then there's all these new mites and barriers. So what's the problem?
There's a problem of the altar, right. Even if you don't pick out each one, just the mere fact that you're cleaning off the table, if you don't just scoop everything up together and
if there's a taruvus, if I have a taruvus, then there's a shayla, you need the altar. There's no taruvus, there's no burr. Depends how you're doing.
Even if you take the top one.
If I take that random, if I take that.
No. And if you have a pile of sperm on your table. Top.
Yes, yes.
So you don't want to take a pile of sperm.
What you should do, if you start looking when it's still mixed together, back on it, then you have to be careful. But let's say I take a granule, I take the first one to my hand, I take it without looking, I just pick it up and I say, look, there's a chumash, I put the chumash, then most probably it's okay. But if I start separating, this goes here, this goes there, then the shayla from burr.
No, what happens with the louder problem, though?
Huh? It's not burr then.
If it is a taruvus, you are automatically being barred.
Yeah, but if let's say if I pick it up without first thinking about it, like the silverware.
You're not first thinking. You pick it up
without looking at the safer.
But you want to put it away. Right?
Right, but you pick it up. Once you pick it up, then you want to know what this is. Then it'll be okay then.
Silverware.
A different compartment, yes. You separate silverware and take it out or just put it in?
Take it out,
but you have to be careful. Once it's in your hand, it's all mixed together.
No, you took out all these forks and then you took out all these spoons.
That's okay, there's no mix together. It won't come together, no problem.
But if it's not in your compartment,
then it's taruvus. Then it's
taruvus, right, yes. And to put it back like that?
Yes, again, it's mixed together and now you're separating it.
But if I take silverware,
I want to talk about another case right now, which is. We're going to continue the next week. However, I like to go into a little other subject. So for 15 minutes, since no one's asking shaylos on different yanim, I'll take an interesting topic, which I think people will be interested in. This is a Ma'aseh Shehayah. A ma'aseh shehaya that someone, a woman had a baby in a hospital. She had a baby. Ma'aseh shehaya. True ma'aseh. She had a baby in a hospital, and you know when you have a baby, they put a tag on the hand. There you go, the foot, the hand. They put a tag. This is this baby. Right. So it came out that for some reason on one baby, the tag fell off. There's no tag there. So they brought, but all the other babies had the tags on, and they brought this baby to the mother, and the mother says, "This is not my baby. This doesn't look like my baby." And the hot. So Shaila was, now the mother says, "This doesn't look like my baby. This doesn't look like my baby." The hospital says it has to be yours because everyone has a tag. It's the only child that doesn't have a tag. So the Shaila was, so the mother demands that she wants to take, they should take care with a DNA test. Take a blood test. You can tell her from the test, but are you allowed to take a blood test? Do you listen to the mother or not? I'm talking about during the week. Forget about Shabbos. I'm not talking about Shabbos.
There's a Shiloh.
What's the Shiloh? One second. That's why. There's a few Shilohs. So, Pashas, you learn Shiloh. It might be Shiloh for Chavoloh, but the Mavar could be baby not Chavoloh, because the mother wants to feel secure that this is her baby. The Shiloh was brought to Yashiv, and he passed it. It's Asa to take a blood test. Why? Okay? Asa to take a blood test. Why? For this said the high. All the ghosts this person did not. So Rashi speaks out. There's no chlorayas. I mean, the nine in the Gadol Torah might win. So what's up, Bezdin? For the Meister Bezdin passed in out Shudu Dinah. Seichel, this must have been the son. Because the other one didn't feel the father, so therefore he went bang on the Keva. This is Gemara, Meister Shari in the Gemara. So Ashkashi is Akasha. The Shashi asked the Kasha, why don't you do the Eitzah of the Sefer Chassidim? That's what Shashi asked. The Sefer Chassidim and Rei Shlama Beis says like this. Interesting story. Sefer Chassidim. Like this. Kihine Maisav Sadi. That was the Sefer Chassidim. Be'echet Shalachim Dina Siyam Im Avdoi. Someone went to Dina Siyam with his servant. He left his wife. And he went took a lot of money with him. Yishter hurts him embarrassed. And his wife was pregnant when he left town. The Yomim, Mace Adam, and after a while the Dina Sayam, the Adam, the one who owned the money, died. Beniah Kola Mammon. He left money, he lived with Savar, but the Sanyashans. The Evid was master in the Ani Benoit. No one knew he was there. He came and saw me. It doesn't sound a sign that he's an Arab. So he says, "I'm the son and I'm the Irish." And that's it. She got her bed, and this woman who had left his wife pregnant, and a boy was born. Probably the same luck would be a girl was born also. She lead her, Shamash to make the Arab. He heard that his father died. Halach is in the Chosef. She is the boy Arab. So he says, "Now all the money goes to Max and me. The Arab also goes back. You also belong to me." And the Abbot says, "No, I'm a son just like you. I'm the son. So, they went to the Gnayah there. What should they do? But Yorah Ben was saying, "Peter Ben was afraid to do something, and Yagur. So he went to Ibsadia. That's Benir in front of Lechel, and he told him what happened. So he told him, so if Simizan, he told him to go to the king. He went to the king. The king didn't know what to do. So he says, when they need aces, they need aces. They go to they want to do. They go to Gadol Bisrael. They went to the Sefer Chassidim. They asked him. So Sira of Sadia Lahakis Dam Zeh B'Saf of Echa V'Dam Zeh B'Saf of Acha. He says each one let blood out from each one. Take out some blood. Put it in a cup. And each one should put it into a cup. Each one. And then what you do? He says the son of Lokech Etzem Shalavia Ben. Take the bone. One of the bones of the real father, let's dig it up from the grave, take out one of the bones. And here's the Sato. Heaven. The Nivla Adam. Look ahead to the Shomites of the Sato. The Nivla Adam. The way to this time, this is the real son. This is before DNA came around. He says, take the a bone of the dead person, if the blood will soak into the bone, then that's the son. The son is the son. So he took the blood from the Eved, it did not absorb. However, when the son absorbed inside the bone. That's how he passed it, that's how the male passed it. They tried it out, and it worked out. So Shaila is, so yes, Rashash, why did they do the Eitzel of Sevech Hasidim? Stick this child with the 10 sons and take them along and do it. So Rashash is a murder of the terrorists. He says, okay, to make him into a child from a mamzer, what will come out if we do this? It'll come out, this is the son, and the rest are mamzerim. We don't make mamzerim. It's better to do it away, shoot it a diner, and not to be a mamzer mamzerim chaisol. Like this, we don't know. But to go and say, so that's what Rashash was right to this case over here with the case in the hospital. To go and make a blood test, let me finish. Now, even with the blood test, why'd you make a blood test? I'll show. Because it could be a blood test. That it might be the blood test might come out that this is not it. So you're making the child into a shilas or shtuki, a shilas from a mamza. You're making the shilas. Why make shilas? Here we have chlor, right? That this is it. This is the dirt. This is what the reaction part. Let me finish. Enough. Give me 2 minutes, okay? I'll finish the rest of the questions you want. This is the shilas. This is the ma'aseh shilas. The same shayla came up with your Yitzchak Rochanan, a little bit different. The Chuvin and Yitzchak in Sim above has a shayla like this. A couple was married, let me finish. A couple was married for 10 years, didn't have any children. She wanted to have a child, and she figured it's his fault. So she went and told her husband she was mezana with somebody else, and she's pregnant from that person. So he divorced her. It is no shilas, he divorced her. They had a child, they had a boy, he divorced her, and that's it. He married a second time, and the second marriage was, he didn't have any children. So now the shayla came up, do you need chalitza or not? Do you need chalitza or not? Why? Because if it's not his first child, it's the first child, so then you need chalitza. The first one is divorced, but the second wife, he died, he was with him. He didn't have any children. If you had children from one of your wives, then there's no chalitza. But if you don't have any children from both wives, then you don't need chalitza. So he came to ask you, Yitzchak Hanan, what's the halacha? So Yitzchak Hanan has a whole tshuva on this. He says, we task in Ladina, the Gemara says, Lecholen, Roy Bilas Achabal. Roy Bilas Achabal. Even though she was Mesana, even if you believe her, she's Mesana, but even in 10 years didn't have children. And he married a second time, also didn't have children, so Chorz Mukhach came to she live with someone else. Right, this is a dinah atayot. Dinah atayot passed the guys. Right, Bila has a vow. And you don't need chalitza. I should say to someone else, who says you believe us? That's the Mishnah Achrein in the Dawn. Those who learn Daf Yemi, Daf Tzai, the Daf Yemi, Shema Enei Nafsu Vacha. You don't have no monas. So if Yisachon and Pats do the same thing, they say, right, Bila has a vow, and we say that you don't need chalitza, and the child is not a mamza, the kids are kosher kid, and Mutal over Bakar Hashem, there's no Shaila whatsoever. Okay, now I'll take questions.
What was that case
originally?
She was in the hospital, what was
it, a shot in her? No, she had a baby. And the thing, the bracelet on the finger, on the foot, whatever they put it on, fell off. Didn't have it. And she says, this is not my child.
So what do you call yourself?
Huh?
Somebody's her child.
Yeah,
but that was
huh?
What do you call yourself?
Maybe someone else's child. Huh? So I'm telling you, but she wanted, but the hospital says this claw has to be her, because everyone else has the identification. This is the only child, if it was a Shiloh, you know, they lost a few, all the teeth fell off, then we have to check it out, that we have done later. But here there was Mukach, that this is the mother of the child.
How do you know what had mixed up? Because all the other ones had the bands on.
Yeah, everyone had the bands on.
So it's obviously that every child belongs to every mother. If this child doesn't only come out from this mother, then the child eventually will lose DNA.
But why did the question to change the bands around? Everyone had the bands on.
But doesn't that exactly say who threw it?
Yeah, nowadays, I have a way.
It happens, it falls off. You never heard of a band falling off?
Somebody came outside, brother.
Yeah, but the clothes taken, change the pants and gone, that much we don't touch it. He came, he came. You know, this is more. It's a good question. Let me answer you. Let me answer the question. All right, so here's the question. Let's say go to a nursery. A regular hospital has a nursery. There's 20 babies in there. Okay, the shrats are not yours, okay? So you don't have to worry about that. But the white ones, right? So maybe it's because so maybe they change one to another. How do you know? The guy, they're no mnemonists. The Torah says such thing as chazokas. The Gemara says chaya has mnemonists. A woman who gave a child's birth, she's believed to say, this is a child and so on. So what she did, it's a Gemara in Kedushin. She has mnemonists to say that. If nothing changed, every time a baby's born, you should have to, when you take him out of the hospital, you should take a DNA test to make sure that you're taking out the right baby. Sometimes you don't have to.
Okay, cheers over.